Montana Real Estate Headlines. Montana Public Records Online Directory, now available for property research. Montana Public Records Online Directory provides centralized access to public records for the state. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence, verify property histories, and support transactions with official public records. Bookmark htpublicrecords.ronline.com/MT for quick access to Montana public records during your next deal. Montana Real Estate Headlines. New Montana Property Records Search Tool consolidates deeds, liens, and permit data. PropertyChecker.com now offers a centralized search platform for Montana property records, including owner information, deeds, permits, purchase history, taxes, loans, and liens. Real estate professionals in MT can streamline due diligence and accelerate transactions with unified access to previously fragmented public records. Bookmark https://montana.propertychecker.com/ for your next property research workflow. Montana Real Estate Headlines. Helena launches Civic Access online portal for building permits. The City of Helena has introduced a new licensing and permitting system featuring Civic Access, a public-facing online portal that allows residents to handle more city-related business digitally. Real estate professionals in MT can now streamline permit applications and track building approvals online, reducing project delays and improving transaction timelines in the Helena market. Review Helena's permit types and start applications at the city's online portal. Montana Real Estate Headlines. Gallatin Public Records now accessible online for MT real estate pros. NIDAR Online provides a centralized portal for searching Gallatin County public records, property taxes, and assessor data. Montana real estate professionals can streamline due diligence, verify ownership history, and assess property tax obligations without in-person county visits. Bookmark this resource for quick access to Gallatin property records, https://publicrecords.netronline.com/mt/county/Gallatin. Montana real estate headlines. Property.mt.gov portal, MT's official property resource for real estate pros. The Montana Department of Revenue's Property Resource Center provides official property-related services and information through its online portal at property.mt.gov. Real estate professionals in MT rely on this official state portal for accurate property tax records, valuation data, and classification information essential to transactions and client advisory. Bookmark property.mt.gov for direct access to Montana property records and DOR resources. Background and context. Why due diligence periods are getting shorter, and what survives the squeeze? In tight markets, sellers compress diligence windows from 30 days to 7 to 10. The items that survive a compressed window are the ones with hard external dependencies, title work, survey, environmental phase 1, because they cannot be parallelized further. Inspections and financing contingencies tend to get squeezed first. Buyers who try to do the same diligence in one-third the time produce lower quality findings and end up with surprises at closing. Knowing what cannot be compressed is the difference between a clean close and a retrade. Build a parallel track diligence calendar. What runs concurrently and what blocks what? Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some MT jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.